Hi, this is Srinivas Devathy. In this audio, I want to cover the technical aspects related to the cool technology or enabling color change technology on cars and other vehicles. In my early stage trials of the cool technology on toy car models, I made several inferences, and if you have seen my early stage trial videos, you may have also made certain observations. Some observations are that the outer layer of the vest deforms when the color is poured in, and secondly, you would see air bubbles forming inside the vest. This is because we have not adopted all the highest quality mechanical engineering practices in fabricating the vest. Other observations include the large volume of paint used to change the color of a portion of the panel, and an inefficient method used to just pour the color into the vest. This is because we have not implemented the mechanical engineering technology to install valves, attach conduits, and alter the color of the panel professionally. I would like to state that I am in funding discussions to raise capital to demonstrate better quality, higher grade color change videos for an entire vehicle panel. In this audio, I would like to cover the mechanical engineering technical aspects to address these observations. Firstly, let's talk about the materials that must be used for fabricating the vest. In the cool technology, we could use a two-layer vest which comprises of a thin fluid tight space between the two layers. The vests are fabricated by using base polymers with chemical additives to deliver very specific properties to the vest. The vest in general would be slightly rubbery, slightly stretchable and flexible in nature. Additionally, it would have a hydrophobic coating both outside and inside to repel rainwater and the color inside. To enable cool technology, the vest outer layer will have to be fully transparent. There are chemical additives available in the market today to deliver all these properties. Let's talk about the outer layer of the vest. It must be noted that the vest outer layer will be 0.5 to 1 millimeter gauge thick. This ensures that the vest outer layer does not deform and retains its shape for several years despite multiple color changes. Additionally, given the thickness of this outer layer of the vest, it absorbs shock to a certain degree in cases of minor accidents. It also allows easy sandpapering of any minor scratches or marks that may be caused due to the living and traffic conditions of the local area. The inner layer of the vest is comparatively thinner gauge and has the basic properties that are required. Let's talk about the attaching mechanism of the two-layer vest to the vehicle surface. We could use adhesives between the inner layer of the vest and the vehicle surface. Additionally, we can use any of the mechanical fastening techniques, such as rivet joints, to fasten the edge along the perimeter of the vest to the inner side of the panel. In my trial video, we have used 1 liter of color to change the color of a small portion of the vehicle panel because of thin polymer sheet that was used for outer layer of the vest, which easily deformed. In real life, when the vest is professionally fabricated, the amount of paint required is much lower. As the fabrication techniques evolve and optimize, the thickness of the fluid tight space between the inner and outer layer of the vest would be small, making it a thin fluid tight space. This, coupled with thicker gauge outer layer of the vest, which does not deform, would ensure that a much lower volume of paint is required to change the color of an entire panel or car. As per one calculation, when the vest is fabricated professionally, to change the color of an entire car, say a regular sedan, we would need 2.82 liters of paint when the fluid tight space thickness is 0.2 millimeters and 7.05 liters of paint when the fluid tight space thickness is 0.5 millimeters. You could find more data and information on my website on technology page. Now, let's talk about the color change process. In one design, each vest would have an inlet valve, an outlet valve, and few air vents. Typically, these would be micro valves so that they are inconspicuous on the vest and vehicle. We provide air vents to the vest to eliminate the formation of air bubbles inside the vest during the color change process. The micro valves would be designed to couple with conduits that could be attached, via which the existing color would be drained, a cleaning agent would be injected to clean the interiors and then drained, then hot air or gas is injected to dry the interiors of the vest, and finally, a new color of your choice is injected into the vest, thus altering the color of the vehicle panel. The thickness of the microvalve ports and hence the conduits determines the paint flow rate, and hence a thicker port or conduit would enable quicker draining and injecting of color as opposed to thinner port or conduit. This is a factor that affects the time required to change the color of a panel or an entire vehicle. It must be noted that eventually robotic color change stations would prop up to enable color change of a vehicle. In such stations, 4 robots could be used to parallelly access different vehicle panels to simultaneously change the color of vehicle panels, thus shortening the overall vehicle color change cycle time. In some cases, even a 6 robot system could be used to parallelly and simultaneously alter the color of 12 or 13 exterior panels of a car, thus further making the color change process quicker. Let's talk about the properties required for the paints. In case of cool technology, the paints or colors require very few properties as compared to the conventional paints used in automotive industry. The paints will have anti-freeze additive, keeping them in fluid state forever so that it could be drained and new color injected. The conventional paints have the property of drying over a period of time, and we are not looking for that. I hope you got a good picture of the mechanical engineering and technology aspects as it relates to cool technology. You can find more content on the technology page of my website. Thanks for listening into this audio. Stay tuned for more updates on the progress and rollout of cool technology.